Jonathan Rilling, Vice President of Marketing, Advancement, and Communications for Erie Homes for Children and Adults.
Erie Homes for Children and Adults was founded in 1912 in Erie. We consider ourselves a pillar of the Erie nonprofit community. Erie and the community and the folks that make up the community have been very supportive of us over the years, both financially through donations and gifts, but also in a very accepting attitude towards the individuals that we support, which makes our job that much easier. We were founded by a group of women leaders who would volunteer to take charge of infants that were left in the Union train station depot. In 1912, it was accepted behavior. If you had a child that you did not want, you could go to the train station and leave the child and walk away. A few ladies of society that were involved with us at the time thought that this was absolutely unacceptable. So it started Erie Infants Home, which many people that have lived in Erie for a while are probably familiar with. We officially changed our charter in the 1950s to care for individuals with mental challenges. And in the early 90s, we changed our name from Erie Infants Home to Erie Homes for Children and Adults. Many of the folks that we care for were not children anymore, so we felt the name change was more fitting of who we were caring for.